On one stretch of Papua New Guinea's coastline, the seawater turned bright red earlier this year. It was the result of at least 80,000 litres of toxic slurry spilling into a bay surrounding a processing plant for a nickel mine. Now, two scientific reports have been released with conflicting results, only prompting further questions. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Matthew Ronnie lives on Pick Island off the coast of Madang in Papua New Guinea. Like most people there, he and his family depend heavily on catching fish.
All our life from that island.
All our life on that island, our population is 812, living on four areas of the island. Everybody is catching fish and they live on fish.
But they've been too scared to eat fish from the waters since they turned red for 2 days in August.
Problem with salt water.
We stopped getting fish and we've stopped selling fish for up to 4 weeks now.
The Chinese operator of a nearby nickel mine has apologised for spilling almost 200,000 litres of toxic slurry that had been piped from its mine to the processing plant at Busamuk Bay. At least 80,000 litres ended up in the water. In the wake of the spill, two scientific reports have been released, but they paint very different pictures. The governor of the province had commissioned an investigation into the Ramu nickel mine before the accident. Environmental remediation expert Alex Mojon took samples from the area in September.
The results are alarming, and that's why I'm here.
He says there's evidence Ramu Nickel isn't properly managing its waste.
All the heavy metals that we found in the samples show the range of the activities of Ramu Nickel.
But the country's environment minister, Jeffrey Kama, says the water is safe to swim in.
I think everything is back to normal, we can say.
He says surveys conducted by the country's Conservation and Environment Protection Authority after the spill found heavy metal contamination in the water is within acceptable levels. But he's warning people not to eat fish from the area until further testing is conducted on fish samples.
From now, 4 to 5 weeks, they can stay away from, eating fish.
The starkly different reports has led to some fiery exchanges in the nation's parliament. Prime Minister James Morape says there will be a third independent report that will bring together the other two. There were discussions in Parliament of bringing in experts from Australia or New Zealand to carry out the investigation. For locals like Matthew Ronnie, the prospect of another 5 weeks without fishing is daunting.
It's hard for us to make money for our children's school fees. There is no income. Fish is income.
Neither the Governor or the Conservation and Environment Protection Authority would provide ABC with copies of their reports. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for Saturday AM.